Well, good morning and welcome to WJBM Local Spotlight. This morning, we have Dr. Derek Woolsey with us this morning. Happy to have you, Derek.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. The number one Illini fan in the Tri-County area, so I understand.
Yeah, that's my team. Win or lose. Mostly losing in football season, but basketball's here, so...
So how did you become a fan?
I'm actually named after Derek Harper, the old Illini point guard. My mom and dad named me after him, so I guess it was from the womb.
So you inherited it.
I inherited it through my family. Yeah.
So you get to go to a few games.
Yeah, we go to a couple games a year. Definitely the bragging rights game every year.
It's a great game.
And then we try to make at least one football game and then one basketball game up in Champaign, too. So it works out well.
So how about the team? What are they going to be like this year? I know it just got started.
What's your take? I think we're 8-1.
Hey.
And I think the only loss so far is to Marquette, and they're a top 10 team. Big game Saturday, they play at Tennessee, so we'll find out a little bit more. We just came off a big win at Madison Square Garden for the Jimmy V Foundation Classic. So that's 2 years in a row that we've won out there in Madison Square Garden, so that's kind of
that's awesome. That's
a big thing. So.
Yeah, well, that's great. I love basketball, of course, myself. Yeah. I used to coach it and played a little bit of it, but it's a great game.
Yeah,
a great game.
Yeah, I love the college game. You know, I don't watch the pros as much as since Michael Jordan era, but I do love the college
game.
That's
very common. Now, did you play basketball?
I did. I grew up here, Jerseyville, graduated class of 2000. Played pretty much all the sports. Had five different letters between football, soccer, baseball, wrestling, and basketball. So,
before we get into you becoming a chiropractor, you are a family man.
I am a family man. I have a wife, Christina. We've been together for 10 years, but married for two. And three daughters, Kinley, Ella, and Emerson. So I did something terribly wrong in a previous life. I've got all girls.
Oh, that's not bad. They're sweethearts. So, Christina, she works with you?
Christina works in the office. She does real estate part-time with PCRE Real Estate. And then she is a PE teacher between Grafton Elementary and Illini.
So the profession of being a chiropractor, okay, how would you describe it?
So chiropractic to me is restoring joint mobility. Kind of taking the holistic approach where, you know, you don't just throw medication at it to cover the pain. You actually get into what is causing the issue, restoring that joint's mobility and range of motion, taking the pressure off the nerve roots, and restoring, you know, your daily activities.
So where did you go to school to train?
So I went to Logan Chiropractic. It's called Logan University now. It's over in Chesterfield, Missouri. I went there. It was from 2003 to 2006. So I've been out now for 17 years.
I mean, what prompted you to go into business?
It's funny because when I was a senior in high school, I had to take a career development class. I kind of chose that over a fourth year of English. And I got paired with Dr. Blake Duggar in town. And that kind of got me rolling. Opened my eyes to what it could be. You get to work for yourself. Still get to use your hands. It's 68 degrees every day in the office.
So, I hear you.
And you don't have any bosses. So that's kind of nice.
So what's your strategy? Somebody comes into the office and like if I say, hey, my shoulders.
Yeah. So basically you come to the office, you know, we talk about what's going on, do some orthopedic tests to figure out, you know, which joint's causing, you know, tendon joint, whether it's coming from your back, your shoulder, your neck, just kind of do what we call the first time visit, you know, orientation type thing. Where we get in there and just poke around, see what's causing, what feels good, what feels bad.
Okay.
And kind of go from there.
That's kind of the strategy, huh?
Yeah. Pinpoint where the cause is coming from and get relief from that point. So.
What do you find is the most common ailment that people come in for?
So females, typically it's kind of upper back and shoulder stuff, neck, just the way we're made. Fellas, it's usually low back pain, just the way everything settles. So
any advice as far as we continue to age,
I don't want to hurt your business. Yeah,
you know,
no, first word of advice is get up and get moving. Keep your range of motion as long as you can. Typically what you'll see is repetitive use type stuff, but drink a ton of water to keep those joints mobile. If you think you're drinking enough water, double it up, because it's never enough. So,
well, give me an example of like maybe what I should do.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like, what should I do? I'm 65, going on 66. You know, what would you say I need to do so I can?
Yeah, you know, just get into a healthy routine. I'm not huge on telling you you can't do this, can't do that, but as long as you're active, you know, be active for 30 minutes a day, stretch as much as you can, keep those muscles pliable, but drink a ton of water and just get on the move.
Well, what's a ton of water? Give me a number.
You know, one of those big jugs of water that you see all the weightlifters carrying around, and that's probably a good start. So that'll alleviate a lot of issues.
And when you say active, get off your butt.
Walk. You know, you don't have to go to the gym, but you can walk around, do some stretching, just kind of keep pliable. It'll go a long way to keep, you know, a nice lifestyle.
Should I walk a mile, a half mile, or
they say get your heart rate up for about 30 minutes a day.
30 minutes,
yep.
And you can get that up by walking?
Yep, you can do that just by walking. You know, if you want to add in some exercises to it, you know, more power to you. But
so basically, if I walked hard for 30 minutes,
yep, kind of a nice brisk walk for 30 minutes,
that would do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are some certain things that you cover in your office that maybe other offices don't, but you have it available?
Yeah, so our biggest thing around here, we're one of maybe a handful of people that is nationally certified through the medical examiners to do the DOT physicals. We do those for the truck drivers. Almost anything where you're getting paid to drive now requires a physical through the state and the national database.
So. I see. So is it like just to make sure you're healthy enough? And
yeah, so basically kind of check lines, guide points, you know, so, you know, heaven forbid you're on the road and something would happen, you know, you can kind of keep it from getting to that point.
So you know, that being said, so anybody that basically is into the driving and a professional driver.
Yeah,
any
so
sort.
Even if you had, they came out with some new laws, there's a bunch of different things, but say you had your company logo with your construction company, you're pulling a trailer, you can get pulled over by the DOT now.
Ooh.
And typically, you know, Joe Schmo down the road's got a 40-foot camper in his regular truck. He doesn't need a physical, but you put that company logo on the side of your truck and you need a CDL, so.
It's a
DOT physical.
DOT.
Yeah.
So, can I ask, what's the standard charge for the DOT?
For the DOT physical, it's $60 is what I charge for that.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah, we like to keep it pretty laid back in the office. Since I was born and raised here, I know, you know, how we like to do things in Jerseyville in the Tri-County area.
Well, share some info for those listening. Do you have to get an appointment?
Nope. We accept walk-ins. So we're there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to noon, and then 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Thursdays, we're in the office from 2 to 6 p.m., and then Saturdays by appointment. Just kind of depends on the girls' ball schedules.
Right.
what we have going on that Saturday.
But would you encourage people to call ahead for an appointment?
You're more than welcome to call ahead. We have a website, woolseychiropractic.com. You can book right on the website.
Right online?
Yeah, oh, you can book right online. But yeah, we're pretty laid back, how we like it. So if you're hurting, just stop by the office. We'll get you in that day, usually with no issues.
Yes, I've done that a time or two, and Brenda does it more than that. She's a disciple.
It's that pickleball she's getting into.
I suppose now you're open. You've been going for how many years now?
We're up to 17 years now.
17 years.
So I went straight out of Lewis and Clark. I played baseball there and then hit up Logan at the age of 20. So
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it was quick. It was fast.
Well, do you have anything that we need to add to this? Any information we need to add out there to the listeners that you want to top off?
Not that I could think of. If your back's hurting, neck, shoulder pain, and you don't want to go to the medical doctor and just, throw some medication at it, give us a call. We'll get in there and kind of pinpoint exactly what's causing the issue.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you charge
for an adjustment? Is just $30 is what we charge.
Well, that's definitely reasonable for sure. Now, does insurance take care of any of this?
Some insurances will. Just kind of depends on your plan. Most insurance covers some of it, but Medicare is probably the one we deal with the most, and I think they cover all but $7.
Now, do you give a special rate for Illini fans?
We probably could, but we don't.
All right, but a little extra for Missouri fans.
A little extra for Missouri fans, that's for sure.
Well, Derek, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
I appreciate you guys for having me.
And we appreciate you.
You guys take it easy and go Illini.
All right. Thanks.